You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
You're very welcome back to the programme. We'll talk about health supplements in a second as well. But before that, some research from the rodent infestation company Rentokil, which makes for somewhat grim reading, it must be said, for us here in County Clare. Our furry non-friends, rats, seem to be more prevalent in this county than you might like to think. Richard Faulkner is a technical field consultant for Rentokil. Good morning, Richard.
Morning, Gavin. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks very much for joining us. Clare has, you have found, or is maybe rather, the third most rodent-infested county in Ireland?
Its calls are up from last year by the third amount, yeah.
And why is that?
So what we found this year is traditionally you find there's a spike every year of rodent activity, and it's usually around September. So this year the spike has been up 45% nationwide. It's been a lot more of a prevalent, abundant year for rodents, and mainly because of the fantastic weather we've had, which has meant that fruits, seeds, all that sort of thing have been abundant. So because there's been more food, there's more carrying capacity.
So should I be glad then that today there's a big storm coming to blow them all away?
Yeah, exactly. As long as you're nice and warm and inside, then you should be happy, yeah.
And just in terms of the findings for Clare, I accept what you're saying in terms of how calls are up. You found us as the third highest county in Ireland. I don't know if Rentokil is a bigger presence in Clare than other areas. Does that explain it? Or is there a particular issue here? Because on a geographic basis, that might be about right. On a population basis, we should be much lower.
It's just literally from the amount of call-outs we've had for the area. So your call-ups are up 9% from last year. But again, the thing with the common rat is what we call a commensal rodent. You find it where you find people. It's lived to adapt around man. So it can exploit our sewer systems, our buildings, and it's got a very similar food preference to us, being omnivorous. So it's just adapted fantastically to be around where we are.
Okay, lovely to hear. With that in mind, what should we be watching out for signs that they may be amongst us? And if we do find them, how quickly can we get rid of them?
Firstly, what we need to do is start outside and cut back in the overgrown vegetation, make sure there's no standing water or water that's gathered in buckets or anything like that. Make sure that our bins are kept tidy, they're kept neat, and preferably away from the building. And then our buildings themselves, our homes, make sure there's sort of no gaps under doors, no gaps around pipes or anything like that. And when we're actually looking for them, firstly, droppings. A common rat produces 40 droppings a day. A house mouse produces 80 droppings a day. So droppings are a good sign. Noise, best sign of all is actually physically seeing one. So you're looking for stuff like that. They've also got grease on their fur, so if they're running in a particular area, you're likely to see what we call smear marks, where you get the grease build up on the walls and that sort of thing.
We'll all be looking after these and hoping we see none of them in the future. Just in terms of dealing with it from your own point of view, a grim enough job, I'd have thought, Richard.
No, not really. I've been doing it 20 years, so no. It's one of those things, like as we said, you can, if you can exclude them, if you can keep them outside, then it's not really an issue. Then we restrict them taking away what they need, and then if we have to, then we do the destruction part, which is either going to be with traps or with using an anticoagulant poison.
Better you than me. Richard, thanks for joining us this morning.
No worries.
All the very best. Richard Faulkner there is with Rentokil, and something very different now. Matt Ronan is in the line of Health Stores Ireland. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Gavin.
No link between what we just talked about and what we're talking about with yourself, but you are raising an important issue with regards to health supplements and food supplements and vitamin supplements and tax as well.
Yes. I mean, it's an outrageous situation that's developing, and that is that the revenue commissioners have been pushing forward with a new policy on how they want food supplements to be treated for tax purposes. So now they're wanting to exclude them from the category of food where they have always resided for both taxation and regulation purposes. And they're wanting to exclude them from that and then treat them as an ordinary product with, you know, no consequences for people's health or anything like that, and put 23% VAT onto the top of your normal price.
And when we're talking about food supplements, what exactly do we mean, just to be clear?
Yes. Well, so we're talking about everything from our vitamin A, our vitamin B, C. We're talking about minerals, your calcium, magnesium, zinc, folic acid for pregnant mothers.
The stuff that you buy in the supermarket, or in an industrial sense that's been added into food?
Well, it would be simply the type of thing that you will find both in your health stores, in your pharmacies, and you'll find fish oils and other multivitamins and that in supermarkets as well. So it goes across the board. It encompasses all of those things. And what we're really trying to highlight and alert people to is that this is a tax which is really going to affect a lot of vulnerable people. I mean, you've got the elderly there who are using the likes of your calcium for their bones, glucosamine sulfate and omega-3s for to help with their joints, trying to keep themselves mobile. You've got, as I said, expectant mothers taking folic acid. You have people recovering from illness and the use of antibiotics. Mm. They're taking a probiotic. Busy parents trying to get a little bit of extra energy to keep them going through a long week. And then you've got kids taking products for to help with developing their immunity. So it goes very much across the board. You've got a lot of people going to be affected by what is, after all, a tax on how people protect their health.
And this has been brought in, you say, as well, without consultation, and seems to have been landed very much on your doorstep. You're trying to reduce it. You'll have a job of work, though, I'd suggest, Matt.
It certainly, there's an uphill battle there. However, we do think that it is a moral issue, and that if people are truly alerted to it and understand that this is a taxation on them looking after their health, that they would engage then with their local TDs, explain to them that they certainly don't want this type of action coming down the line at them. And equally, they have the opportunity for to come into health stores. Some pharmacies also are running a petition that they can sign, put their name on the list and show their objection, which will be presented to the Minister for Finance. And equally, they can go online. There's a website there called stopthisvat.ie, and there they can sign the petition online. And also another thing they can do there is look up the phone number of the office for your local TD, make a phone call, because that's going to be crucial. I think we've got to let politicians know that this is something that everybody really, really doesn't want. It's a nasty little tax that's going to be applied on how we look after our health. We're appealing to the Minister for Finance for to think again, really go back to the drawing board on this one and try to look at the consequences that it's going to have on people's health, and really come up with another way of raising whatever few funds that it might yield.
I need to leave it there, Matt, but thanks for joining us this morning. All
Lovely.
The very best. Take care.
Thanks, Gavin.
There's more on irishhealthstores.com as well.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.